Good morning and welcome to Spirit in the Morning. I am Gary Zimek and I am fired up because we have a great show for you today. We have a great show for you every day, but today it's an extra special show. We're going to have some guests live in the studio. We're going to be talking about the first ever National Women's Conference, which is taking place at Our Lady of Częstochowa right down the street tomorrow. We're going to talk more about that with Kelly Walquist, the founder of WINE, Women in the New Evangelization. The MC for the event will also be here, Alyssa Bormis. She's going to be here as well. And we'll have on the phone Becky Roach, who is the author of a recent article, 15 Bible verses. 15, let me try that one more time. 15 Bible verses Catholics can memorize. My mouth isn't awake yet. I think it's time for me to pray. What do you think? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to the start of a new day. We thank you for all the blessings in our lives. We thank you for your presence in our life. We thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of the Catholic Church. Father, we ask you to help us as we go out into the world today. Help us, number one, with all the problems that we are facing, all of our concerns. Help us also to share you with those around us. And I ask you to speak through us on the radio program today. May your voice go out over the airwaves on our show. And we ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. By my side, as always, my faithful and trustworthy sidekick.
Good morning, Gary. Thank you.
Dave Parker, who was laughing at me when I was a little tongue-tied.
It was funny.
Well, I don't laugh at you all the time.
I know
offense.
You do, but you're allowed to laugh at me. You're management, Frank Eliasson.
I was laughing
that's
with
that's
you.
Your job.
I was laughing with you, not
yeah,
at
but
I, you.
But as Father Leonard, who was my French teacher in sophomore year of high school, used to say, he would say, are you laughing with me or at me? And whoever he was accusing would always say, with you, Father. And Father Leonard would say, but I'm not laughing. So therefore, you must be laughing at me.
Okay.
There you go,
well,
Mr.
you got
Parker.
Me, brother. Am I channeling Father Leonard?
You are.
Wow, I feel like I'm back in high school.
You're right.
On so many levels.
I didn't mean to strike a nerve, but I was laughing with you, brother. Okay. But I've been there. That's why.
I know. The mouth wasn't just working.
I get my words mixed. I mean, my words mixed.
Guys, are you ready for tomorrow? First ever. Yeah, sounds like I am.
After
right?
this beginning, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, I'll have it all set and ready to go.
You're
by
not concerned, Frank.
7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah, really.
Hey,
we'll be ready by then.
This is a big deal tomorrow. The first ever National Women's Conference is taking place right here.
It's shocking that it's the first ever National Women's Conference. You know, Kelly, I'm sure we'll shed a lot of light on that. But it's also, in my view, seems to be highly relevant and timely. If you think about what's going on in the world, you know, obviously there's been a lot of discussion online. They can't hear you when you're saying hey to them.
I know.
Our guests have arrived. This is
I'm looking through the glass windows and I'm waving saying hey. Sorry.
But no, this
is anyway,
a big deal.
You have like the things going on in the world right now. You have, you know, the whole Weinstein scandal and all that stuff. And, you know, you have then that lends itself to what's being referred to as Me Too. You know, you have the Me Too, you know, stuff going on social media where people are talking about all their things. And in my view, a lot of it comes down to, you know, this need for faith, this need for action, this need to really start to love one another and mercy and all kinds of things that are right within our faith.
Right.
And so to have this conference tied in the week, you know, after these few weeks of this stuff going on is actually extraordinarily powerful.
It really is. And we've got some top-notch speakers coming in. Teresa Tomeo is going to be the keynote speaker tomorrow. Lots of other good speakers. This is a big conference. Our own Archbishop Charles Chaput will open up the conference addressing the 1,200 Catholic women who are gathered together. I mean,
it's beautiful. It's good. You know, and it's interesting because it's growing out of what was, you know, the Archdiocesan event for women. And, you know, so it's interesting to watch that growth and, you know, what we've known for what it's been like in prior years, but also the fact that it's now much bigger, much different. in many ways because of that shift, and it's just timing. It's just incredible. It's the Holy Spirit working.
Absolutely. And so we're excited to be here. We're going to be going on the air at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, live from the conference. So hope you'll be able to tune in. We'll tell you more about that as we go on with the show. Let me do a quick look at the weather, and then I'll read the gospel after that. Currently at the Philadelphia International Airport, we have 59 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 75. Tonight, clear with a low around 53. And Saturday, sunny with a high near 78 degrees. At the moment in Westchester, it's 50 degrees. In Levittown, it is 56 degrees. And in North Wales, it is 45 degrees. Okay, these Gospels lately have been tough. They have not been easy messages, but you know, like I always tell you, if you want to have a relationship with the Lord, if you want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, you've got to take the good and the bad. We don't just want him to tell us the easy to hear things, the things that make us feel good. Sometimes we need to hear the difficult messages as well. So once again, the Lord's going to continue with that from in the gospel from today's Daily Mass, Luke chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven, that is the hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be held in the light, will be heard in the light, sorry. And what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the one who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not five sparrows sold for two small coins? Yet not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Powerful words. This is a wake-up call. Dave Parker, mm-hmm. This is a wake-up call from Jesus today. Reminder to all of us that, number one, we're going to be judged one day. And, mm-hmm. you know, this is not breaking news. We all know this.
No, it's not breaking
news. Right? I mean, yes. We all know this is going to happen, and we're going to have to account for our lives mm-hmm. and for how we lived our lives, for what we did, for what we didn't do. And yet, so many times, we are afraid and concerned about things that ultimately are going to have no bearing on
exactly.
where we spend eternity.
Exactly.
This is okay. I mean, if you're thinking, I know, Gary, but how do I overcome this? How do I focus on Jesus mm-hmm. instead of all of my worries? I've got responsibilities. I've got bills to pay. I got a job. Mm-hmm. He knows that. Mm-hmm. And he wants you to take care of your responsibilities. Absolutely. You can't just go in a monastery somewhere unless you're a monk. Mm-hmm. You've got responsibilities. But we all need to make that time. Mm-hmm. And Dave, we've talked about this on the show
absolutely
throughout
there.
The week. We need to make that time to spend with the Lord in prayer, mm-hmm. to get to know him,
yes.
to ask for the grace.
Yeah, Gary, I mean, you said this is not breaking news, but in a way, it may be breaking news for people who have not heard the word.
Interesting.
You know,
good
I mean, maybe they were brought up early in the church or whatever, fallen away.
Dave, good point.
You know, but many people do need to rehear the message. But there are many, and hopefully we are counted in the fact that we want to hear the message. We don't want to ignore it anymore. I mean, because it's our eternity at stake.
Dave, that is a very good point. And sometimes I take for granted that everybody knows about the final judgment. And, you know, we certainly don't want to dwell on it in a negative sense, but we want to be aware mm-hmm. that this is not a free ride.
Mm-hmm.
Being a Christian is not just a matter of sitting back mm-hmm. and reaping the benefits. We're
exactly.
going to get lots of benefits. We do get lots of benefits, but the Lord expects something from us.
Yeah, we
too.
Cannot be on autopilot, as it were.
Right.
You
right.
know, we have. Yeah, he
and
expects
Dave,
something from us.
Dave Parker, I went to Catholic school for 12 years, mm-hmm. and I was on autopilot for many years. Mm-hmm. I knew about being judged. I knew what was expected of me, but I didn't care. And for decades, this is how I lived my life. You wake up in the morning, you go to work, mm-hmm. you just count the hours till you get home so you can relax. I mean, mm-hmm. I was lukewarm for years.
Mm-hmm.
But the beautiful thing about the Lord is he kept after me. He kept knocking on my door,
mm-hmm.
and he was
me
patient.
Too. Yeah.
I would have gotten fed up with me a long time ago, but he was patient. Mm-hmm. And eventually, I got it. But, you know, I thought, and I talk about this, I had my major conversion or my reversion experience back in late 2004. But it's not a one and done deal. Mm-hmm. You have that conversion, you realize, hey, I need to get to know Jesus better. I need to change my life. I need to repent. But it's not done at that point.
Exactly.
And every day is a chance for me to look at myself and say, all right, how did I do yesterday? What did I do wrong? What did I do right? How can I improve?
Yeah.
And then turn to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to get better.
Exactly. I look at that point in my life as well. I mean, it's a new beginning. But we can have a new beginning every day when we fall at the foot of the cross and say, Jesus, take my life.
You know,
I surrender to you.
I surrender. Dave, for men, that's not an easy thing to say. Because we think of surrender as being a bad thing.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the toughest guys I know, Father Larry Richards, wrote a book called Surrender, and it's all about surrendering to the will of God.
Exactly.
That's where we get the peace, and that's where our lives take a turn for the better, and we can become holier by saying, Lord, you run my life for me. You tell me what I'm supposed to do, and I'll follow your lead.
Amen, brother.
Instead of the other way around.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Simple, but not easy.
Simple but not easy.
Right, simple to understand. And again, I think men have a hard time with that because we're brought up thinking surrender is not a good thing. We have to win. We have to be victorious. Yeah. I have to control things.
Yeah, we're the hunters. We go out and kill the animals and bring them home for the family. But, it's true.
Surrendering to God is a good thing.
Yeah, you know, if I surrender, then the animals are going to eat me.
and Dave, you're a military guy.
Yeah,
the word surrender is...
Yeah, the connotation of that is
it's
not...
Right, yeah. That's not good in the military.
Exactly.
But when it comes to God, you nailed it. I mean, we need to surrender to his will every day.
Yeah.
And honestly, he does a better job running my life than I do.
Yeah. And to that point, he is not the enemy. He loves us. He created
us. Exactly.
And he wants us. So that form of surrender is the good form of surrender, you know, men and women out there of all ages.
That's right. Hey, Dave Parker.
Yes,
how are you at memorizing Bible verses? Do you like to memorize Bible verses?
Yes, I try. Some days are better days.
Right. I mean, but do you find it useful that sometimes you're having a hard time and all of a sudden a Bible verse pops into your head?
Oh, yeah.
And it's you're comforted with it.
Yeah.
Right? Our first guest, when we come back from break, Becky Roach, she wrote an online article for Catholic Link, 15 Bible verses Catholics can memorize. There are some very simple but effective, powerful Bible verses in this list. We're going to try to go through them as many as we can, but I think this is a great thing to think about, memorizing Bible verses. Becky Roach is going to be here when we come back. And don't forget,
that's our assignment.
Later in the studio, we're going to be talking about wine. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 20th. Today we celebrate St. Paul of the Cross. Born in northern Italy in 1694, Paul Dineo lived at a time when many regarded Jesus as a great moral teacher, but no more. After a brief time as a soldier, he turned to solitary prayer, developing a devotion to Christ's passion. Paul saw in the Lord's passion a demonstration of God's love for all people. In turn, that devotion nurtured his compassion and supported a preaching ministry that touched the hearts of many listeners. He was known as one of the most popular preachers of his day, both for his words and for his generous acts of mercy. In 1720, Paul founded the Congregation of the Passion, whose members combined devotion to Christ's passion with preaching to the poor and rigorous penances. Known as the Passionists, they add a fourth vow to spread the memory of Christ's passion among the faithful to the traditional three of poverty, chastity, and obedience. Paul was elected Superior General of the Congregation in 1747, spending the remainder of his life in Rome. Paul of the Cross died in 1775 and was canonized in 1867. Over 2,000 of his letters and several of his short writings have survived. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You're listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I've been a million places, I've seen a million things, but there's nothing that compares to being a child of the King. There's been highs, there's been lows, through it all, this I know, I am a child of the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm safe in my Father's arms, safe in my Father's arms. Oh, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm safe in my Father's arms, safe in my Father's arms. Oh, 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 if you're lost and hurting, feeling all alone, there's a hope that is calling.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That's Sanctus Real. You know, I was thinking as I was driving into the studio today, wouldn't it be nice? I was talking to my Heavenly Father driving into the studio. We have these nice conversations driving up. And I forgot the songs that I loaded up for today. And I said, wouldn't it be nice if I had a song about my Heavenly Father? There you go. Safe in My Father's Arms by Sanctus Real. Sometimes the Holy Spirit does a much better job programming this show than I do. Actually, all the time He does. Well, I'm excited about my first guest. I was on the internet a few weeks ago, and I saw an article, 15 Bible verses Catholics can memorize. And I think this is so important because as a cradle Catholic, I never realized that it was important to study the Bible. It was just a certain thing that I just never got it. And now I love Scripture. I read Scripture every day. Well, I ran into an article by Becky Roach, and Becky writes for Catholic Link. And this article, 15 Bible Verses Catholics Can Memorize, just really touched me. And Becky joins us on the line now from Ohio to talk about 15 Bible Verses Catholics Can Memorize. Hey, Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you?
I am great. I really want to thank you for making the time to join us on the program today.
I'm happy to do so. Thank you for having me.
All right, Becky. Catholics and the Bible. You know, a lot of times we have a hard time with the Bible. We think, well, we don't need to memorize it. That's for Protestants. What would you say?
Right. I would say...
I have a feeling I know what you're going to say.
It's just been so helpful for me personally to know and learn the Word of God in my life. Especially in times of trouble or distress,
yeah.
To be able to just know the Word of God and hear God's voice. And that was what inspired me to write the article, mostly because of how I interact with my children and try to teach them to respond in a godly way to situations. I find I'm always repeating scripture to them.
Right. And I think it's helpful to have these verses memorized, especially during times of trouble. You might not have your Bible with you, and you hear the Lord speak to you through these verses.
Yes, and it kind of blocks out any other advice that someone might be trying to give you that may not be in line with where God wants you to go.
Exactly. Well, we've got 15 of them. I can't promise you we're going to get through all of them on this interview. Why don't we start, if we could, go through the list and share some of these. And I will have this linked at spiritinthemorning.com as well, so people can hear it. But how about hitting us with some of these Bible verses that we can all memorize?
Yes. I tried to pick easy ones.
Good. I like Becky, I like easy.
Less than 30 or 15. I could have done 30 or 40 probably.
Yeah.
But I started with my favorite, which is "Be still and know that I am God." It's Psalm 46:10.
Okay, I have to ignore that one. I'm sorry. I can't be still. That's hard for me, Becky.
Well, that is what I always thought, and this is one that I actually have, you know, picture of it in my home, and this past March I broke my ankle and I was confined to the couch for 2 months, and right over me was the verse, "Be still and know that I am God." So while I sat there on the couch for 2 months, that was the one scripture that I contemplated and truly lived over and over again. So God made that verse very clear to me personally.
He has a way of doing that. Yeah, and that's, you know, we complain a lot of times that we can't hear God speak, and often it's because we're not quiet long enough, and we don't remain still and give him a chance.
Right,
and that's that could be challenging for some of us. All right, how about the next one? Psalm 28:7, "The Lord is my strength and my shield, in whom my heart trusts." Boy, it's not easy to trust him sometimes, though, is it?
Right, it's not. And that's why using these verses as a prayer, this is a good one to just repeat over and over in times of worry or stress. I use this one a lot with my children. When they wake up in the middle of the night, this is the verse that we'll pray together. So obviously knowing scripture, having it memorized in the middle of the night, you're not going to have your Bible ready or
a
light to read it. So being able to pray that with them every night, or not every night, but when they come in worried and scared, we pray this one together.
That is really nice. Now, how about one that we see all over the place? We see it on signs. We see it at sporting events. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life." Becky, I think that the danger of that verse is it's so powerful, but it's so familiar that we often ignore it. But that's an incredible message.
Right, it is. It's the heart of the gospel.
Yeah.
If you could summarize it in one verse, it would be John 3:16. So I think it's so important that Catholics as well know this verse. I mean, the Protestants have it down pretty well.
Right.
Like you said, at every football game, you can spot the sign. But it's important for us to be able to know this one because it's a quick way to share our faith.
That's right. Right. Now, as someone who has always been prone to anxiety, I love this another verse here from Psalm 27:1. This is one that I use often in my own prayer life, and I also use it when I go out and speak. Psalm 27:1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid?" When you think about those questions, Becky, the answer is, well, I guess nobody, right? If the Lord's on my side.
Right. No one. Yes.
But often we don't think.
This is another one that I pray with the kids and pray for myself.
Yeah, and it's one that we often don't think about. You know, we get so overwhelmed by the problems, by the struggles, by the difficulties of life that we forget the Lord is with us.
Right.
Right, and that's something that is easy to forget, but something we need to remember. Okay, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. This one's really good until what happens, until something goes wrong in my life. And then it's like, well, I probably can't do this. But I need to remember this, don't I?
Right.
Right.
Right, and we need to remember where our strength comes from so that we can give God the proper glory when we do succeed.
Ooh, now you're striking a nerve with me, because I'm very guilty of forgetting sometimes, because I think it's always me.
Right.
Right. But it's really him. The strength does come from the Lord. And if
yes.
and I think, Becky, the beautiful thing about that verse is that if we're in a situation that involves suffering, like a sudden illness, maybe a financial loss or something, we need to remember that with God, we can get through that.
Yes. He'll never give us something we can't handle. If we come to him with the word and in prayer, he will give us all the graces and strength we need to get through whatever trial it is.
Very, very comforting message. How about Philippians 4:6? This is another one of my favorites. You want to share that one?
I'm going dead. Okay. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. Mm. So another good one for those who struggle with anxiety and tend to let worry overcome them. And all of these verses are really prayers that we can say daily if we need to.
Yeah.
This is one that I have written down. If you ever come to my house, every cabinet, you open the door and there's a Bible verse.
That's really
there.
Neat.
That's
yeah.
One of the tips that I've used to help memorize them and just ingrain them in my mind. And this is one that I have written down in several spots. Because we can let worry overcome us, and
that's
this
right.
is a good reminder.
That's right, and as St. Paul reminds us there, and of course he's sitting in prison when he wrote this, that instead of worrying about our problems, give them to the Lord. And then he goes on to say, and the peace that surpasses all understanding will fill your hearts in Christ Jesus. I mean, that's you can't get any better than that. That's,
beautiful.
Right? Another one, and we're getting a little short on time, but and this is one that I'm sure is important to you in your household, Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord.
Right. This is a great one for when the kids are arguing.
Ah.
reminding
I like that.
How we live our lives and our houses. We should, you know, it goes back to the fruit of the spirits as well, but we should be exhibiting those fruits, and in everything we serve the Lord.
And finally, the last one I want to touch on is, boy, this is so basic, but again, such a good reminder. Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. Again, so many times we just forget to do that. We forget to ask the Lord for what we need or for the help that we need to get through the day, right?
Yes, and this is another great one for evangelization. So it's a good one to just know when you encounter someone that is questioning what to do or how to proceed in a situation. If you know this verse, you could share it with them in a way that won't seem awkward. It's not like you have to get your Bible out and flip through it.
Right.
But it's so known to you that it's how you live your life, and you could share that advice with someone else very
Excellent.
Easily.
Becky, I want to thank you so much for writing the article and for joining us on the program. I will link this article at spiritinthemorning.com. Keep up the good work over at Catholic Link. All right. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's Becky Roach. When we come back, we're going to be talking wine with Kelly Wahlquist. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. President Donald Trump hailed the vote as great news in a post-midnight tweet, calling it a, quote, first step toward delivering massive tax cuts for the American people. The White House said in a statement that Trump, quote, applauds the Senate for passing its fiscal year 2018 budget resolution and taking an important step in advancing the administration's pro-growth and pro-jobs legislative agenda, end quote. Pope Francis met yesterday with leaders of the World Methodist Council to mark 50 years of dialogue between the church and Methodists. In his remarks, the Pope said, "We must now look to the future," saying, quote, This is the journey that awaits us in the new phase of the dialogue devoted to reconciliation. We cannot speak of prayer and charity unless together we pray and work for reconciliation and full communion. May your discussions about reconciliation be a gift, and not only for our communities, but for the world. May they be an incentive to Christians everywhere to be ministers of reconciliation, end quote. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are heading to the World Series for the first time in 3 decades after eliminating the defending champion Chicago Cubs 11-1 in Game 5 of the National League Championship Series last night. Game 6 of the AL Championship between the Yankees and Astros is tonight, with the Yankees leading that series 3-2. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
Positively the best way to start your morning. Gary Zimak is on Spirit in the Morning.
Hold it all together, everybody needs you strong. But life hits you out of nowhere and barely leaves you holding on. And when you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just behave. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. If your eyes are on the storm, you'll wonder if our love is still. If your eyes are on the cross, you know I always have and I always will. Then not a tear is wasted, in time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes, your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone, stop holding on and just be here. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held. Just be held. Lift your hands, lift your eyes. In the storm is where you'll find me. And where you are, I'll hold your heart. I'll hold. So far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. Just be held.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimak. That was Casting Crowns with Just Be Held. You know, good advice for us today. If you're struggling with something, just let the Lord hold you. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to do that. Become like a little child and let the Lord hold you. The time right now is 7:34, and I am excited because the studio is filled with some special guests. We're going to be talking now about the upcoming, now let me see if I get this right. The first ever National Catholic Women's Conference. Kelly Wahlquist is here. Kelly, what is the deal with this? I mean, incredible.
It's the Holy Spirit. No, it's great. It's great to be here. Yeah, so we have the first ever National Catholic Women's Conference tomorrow already. I think we've been planning for a long time. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's already tomorrow. Time flies when you're busy and doing the Lord's work. We're bringing together women from all around the country, different ministries, different apostolates, a lot of conference planners, and just coming together and rejoicing in the vineyard. So it's under WINE, which is Women in the New Evangelization.
Right. And Kelly, talk about it. You've been on the show before, but talk a little bit about WINE, the concept there, and how you were inspired to form this group.
Again, Holy Spirit. Can I just keep answering that?
Hey, you're on Holy Spirit Radio on Spirit in the Morning, so I get it.
I wish I could say WINE, Women in the New Evangelization, was my idea, but it's not. It really is the idea of thousands of women across the country who are just really passionate about bringing women into a deeper relationship with the Lord. And for whatever reason, God chose to use me as this little vessel to bring these women together and these great ministries together. But what WINE is really a national Catholic women's ministry, mm-hmm. and it's all about introducing women into relationship with other women so we can go deeper in our relationship with the Lord. Because as I contend, my first book, Created to Relate, mm-hmm. Is that women are radically relational. Mm. Now, we're all relational, right? Mm-hmm. We're created in a relationship to return back to that relationship. Mm. We're created in the heart of the Father, in the Trinity. And God willing, someday we'll be back in that relationship, the most perfect familial relationship. But I just contend that women are a little bit more relational. We're radically relational.
Radically.
You think? This is Alyssa Bormes, one of my radically relational friends. Alyssa is going to be at the conference. She is our MC, and she's an excellent author and speaker from Minnesota. So she knows WINE inside and out.
Inside and out. We started at the very beginning at a table in my own house, and away it went.
That's so neat.
So that's what WINE is. It's about inviting women into a relationship so we can go deeper, learn more about our faith. And, you know, it's a fun name, right?
Right,
it is. But it really isn't about the wine we drink.
Right.
It's really, we find our roots. It's very sacramental and scriptural. And it comes from John 2:5. So it's it's Our Lady's final words to us in sacred scripture at the wedding of Cana, where she says, do whatever he tells you.
Yeah.
So WINE is about doing the will of God. I just contend it's easier to do it with your friends helping you, encouraging you, supporting you.
Amen.
And nurturing you.
Amen. You know? And the beautiful thing about Our Lady's words, they were her final recorded words in sacred mm-hmm. scripture. And I always have said that what else was there for her to say at that point? Mm-hmm. Do whatever he tells you. That's the advice we need to get to heaven.
Amen. Right?
And that's a great thing. Kelly, you also brought another special guest with us today.
I do. We have we're putting her on the spot. It's Maria Johnson, another wonderful...
Maria, welcome.
From Alabama.
Hi, thank you guys, from Alabama.
And Maria is another wonderful WINE speaker. We love Maria. She speaks in Spanish, too. So So that's great.
Excellent.
That's about it for my Spanish. That's one on my bucket list to learn. But she's also an incredible author herself, has... couple books and writes for us on WINE, does a lot of work. You know, WINE is, the beauty of it is, oh, stay there, Maria, don't go too far. The beauty of it is that it really is about elevating women in their gift.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, you're sitting in this studio today with just two really gifted women. And tonight we're going to have 70 gifted women coming together, mm-hmm. some leaders coming together just to unite from all around the country. But Maria, tell us a little bit about your experience with WINE, Women in the New Evangelization.
Oh my gosh, when you said that we're relational, I had so much fun last night meeting all of these women mm-hmm. that I've been working with virtually, and now I'm beginning to meet you in person, mm-hmm. and it's so exciting to be able to put that real life button on all of this social media stuff that we do.
Mm.
But I just enjoy being behind the scenes and doing a little bit of editing and just, I like to be in a quiet room. I guess radio is better than television for me, but
well,
it's just a beautiful experience.
It's just nice to see this come together and to see all of you here. And we're going to talk more after the break about the conference tomorrow. And by the way, I can make the announcement here for the first time. We just worked out the details. Not only are we going to go on the air for Spirit in the Morning, we're going to be broadcasting the conference live.
Yeah.
Right, Kelly?
Exciting.
So it is sold out.
Can you believe it?
Praise
God.
It
sold
out
that. About 4 weeks ago. I mean, there's a thirst out there.
Right.
There's a thirst. And the conference is drawn by love and sent on fire. And, you know, who doesn't want to be drawn by love? I mean, we're created in and for love. And so we're really excited about having these women come together. And Alyssa's going to be our great MC. And
I'm ready to go. I love being with the wine conference and to be a part of orchestrating the speakers coming up.
Wow.
And plus, I get the best seat in the house.
You do. Know?
I'm right. So it's really selfish. I just want the best seat in the house. But I'm so excited that we get to have this on radio because there's so many women who can't be
exactly.
with us. But now they can.
Exactly.
So exciting.
And we have some great speakers.
Well,
you know, we do.
Why don't you touch on the speakers,
we
Kelly?
Do.
We have a few minutes.
We have Kitty Cleveland. And if you've ever heard Kitty, her story is powerful. I know the talk she's giving tomorrow. Well, part of it. She's also goes with the Holy Spirit, too. So
yep.
you never know what's
right.
coming.
Right.
But just a beautiful voice. She's an amazing speaker and singer. Teresa Tamio will be there. Teresa's a good friend. She's been part of Wine since the beginning. All of these women really have. Sarah Christmeyer, you know, right in your own backyard.
That's right.
And just, you know, such a blessing. And just, as we were just listening to, what was that, Memorize 15 verses of scripture.
Yeah, right.
I love that. I got to meet that woman too.
Right.
I absolutely love that. And one of the major things with wine, we say wine has four tannins. We might as well say the characteristics that make it up. Number one is the sisterhood that you just heard Maria talk about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No matter where we are, if we do our Women, Wine, and Wisdom, which is our fun evening events, it doesn't matter if you're 20, 30, or 80. One thing we hear from everyone is, I feel like I belong. Mm-hmm. Don't you think, Les?
Yes, absolutely. And that we really want to just scoop everybody in joy, in humor, and then in Christ, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I love hearing, and we hear it a lot, you know, you love Jesus and you're funny?
Yeah.
I know, isn't that great?
Yes, I do love Jesus, and thank you for thinking I'm funny.
Yeah.
And then another tannin of wine is scripture and prayer.
Right.
So when I talk about Sarah Christmeyer, you know, she writes so much for us and just does such a great job with scripture, and everything we do is soaked in scripture. It really is.
Right.
I mean, we really want to introduce women into that. The third tannin, I would say, is that we have the solid teachings of the faith, but they're delivered in a way where women discover them. You know, instead of being told, you must do this, it's like, oh, that's why we do that? And then, you know, when you discover something, don't you want to run and tell the world?
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
It's like, oh, this is so great. And then I guess our fourth tannin is chocolate.
Yeah, wine, chocolate.
I like that.
Yeah,
but no, it really speaks to the beauty. I mean, we really talk about the beauty that God draws us into in by. And for me, sometimes chocolate is just that beauty. So,
So
I mean, wine is made up of all of this, and the beauty of it is that we really want to promote everything out there that's tried, trusted, and true. Those good ministries, you know. So wine isn't a program. We have, you know, at CatholicVineyard.com. You can visit our website. We have great book clubs that we do. They're called Read Between the Wines.
Right.
So
I like that. That's clever.
Isn't that great? We have so many fun things. Our leaders from all around the country are called our wine enthusiasts. And what a great word, huh? Enthusiasm.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And in theos, in God. You know, to have God in you and be passionate and, you know, really be moving with the Holy Spirit. So we've got 70 leaders coming together tonight. I love how God shows off and gives us those numbers, the 70 that are set.
70 leaders.
That's
and when we come back from the break, I want to touch on some of these leaders and these ministries that will be represented. This is amazing to watch this come together.
It's so beautiful. I just want to speak about Kelly for a minute. I don't know anybody else who puts a team together like she does, and that she just keeps gathering talent and lets you work within the gifts that you have.
Right.
And not putting you in, I mean, she'd be a fool if she asked me to decorate tables or something, right? I can do the MC
or sing.
Work.
Right.
Or sing, yeah. Oy. But that she has such a gift for gathering in all sorts of gifts, women, and then putting us to work, setting us on fire, and sending us out.
Thank you. Some of that might be that I'm older and lazy, right?
No. but Kelly, look.
Here, you do it.
Kelly, I've known you for a number of years, too, and you do have that gift. And that's such a great, great thing. We had earlier on in the week, we had Dr. Alan Schreck with us on the program, and he talks a lot about the charisms of the Holy Spirit and that these charisms are given to us all in different ways to help build up the church. We all have charisms, and we all have unique skills and talents that God can use to build up his kingdom. And you recognizing that is an important thing.
A charism probably in and of itself to recognize.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
Right, you know, to recognize those gifts that are given to other people for the good of others, for their souls. I mean, your charisms are gifts given to you, not even for you. You know, think about
correct.
It. It's to get everybody else to heaven.
Right.
And so I have been very blessed. I'm surrounded by such women with just extraordinary gifts. I mean, I can't even... Last night, even at dinner, we only had a small group. We've got so many flying in tonight. And I was surrounded by giftedness. And just, and you're right, everyone, like, you're not going to ask me to decorate or sing. I may sing anyway, even if you don't ask me. But to see, you know, the way someone's mind works. We have Rhonda Zweber, who does all our decorations for wine. She's been with us since the beginning. She's back in Minneapolis. And I am amazed. I mean, I just sit there like, how does your mind work like that?
Yeah.
You know,
and then
someone else, you know, you see Kitty Cleveland sing. Or,
right.
You know.
Heidi Harvey behind the scenes with the audio and visual
things. And it just comes together so beautifully. So what wine is it's all about complementing one another and to build up, you know, the body of Christ.
Right. Exactly. And you do it so well. So we're going to take a break very shortly. When we come back, I want to go through some of the different leaders that will be here, the different ministries will be represented. Also, maybe give us a short taste of what to expect for tomorrow, some of the talks, possibly an idea of what we can expect, and whatever else the Holy Spirit lays on our heart when we come back in the next segment. So just remember that we will be broadcasting live. We'll start out with Spirit in the Morning tomorrow morning, and then we'll just stay on the air, broadcast the talks live. In case you are unable to go, it's your lucky day. So make sure you let your friends know that Holy Spirit Radio will be broadcasting the first ever National Catholic Women's Conference tomorrow right here on Holy Spirit Radio. So we're going to get ready to take a break now. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of the specifics that we will be hearing tomorrow at the first ever National Catholic Women's Conference sponsored by Wine. Stay tuned.
Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is made possible in part by Robert Mancini, an attorney with a general practice law firm offering professional excellence and personal service. Robert Mancini can be reached at 215-348-4900. That's 215-348-4900. Programming on Holy Spirit Radio is also made possible by the generous prayer and financial support of listeners like you.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Well, late one night she started to cry and thought he ain't coming home. She was tired of the lies, tired of the fight, but she didn't want to see him go. She fell on her knees and said, I haven't prayed since I was young. But Lord above, I need a miracle. Well, no matter who you are, and no matter what you've done, there will come a time when you can make it on your own. And in your hour of desperation, no, you're not.
song for the last time. He didn't know what he was looking for or even what he'd find. And the song he heard, it gave him hope and strength to carry on. And on that night, they found a miracle.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. That was I Need a Miracle by Third Day. I'm Gary Zimak, and the time right now is 7:51. Thank you for joining us on the program today. We've got a crowded studio here today. We are joined by Kelly Wahlquist and some of the people who are also involved with this first, I love saying this, Kelly.
I love hearing it, Gary.
The first ever National Catholic Women's Conference, right? Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Wine Women in the New Evangelization. Okay, we touched before the break on the fact that we have, you have 70 Catholic leaders
coming together. Yep.
Give us an idea of some of these ministries who will be represented.
Isn't it great?
I know. It's.
So we've got, you know, like I said, wine is really the vineyard. It's not a program. It's a nonprofit ministry. But it really is the vineyard to bring all these great ministries together to support, nourish, encourage, and promote them. And so tonight we're bringing some of the leaders from those ministries together. We've got Endow, CatholicMom.com. We've got the Daughters of St. Paul, the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference. The women who run that are incredible. They get about 3,000, I think. Mm. So they're coming and they're running our event tonight. You know, it's kind of funny. Gary just asked us, you know, who's in charge tomorrow of helping us? And I looked over at Maria and I said, Maria is. at Wine, we call that being voluntold.
I like that. That's good.
So walking with purpose, graced and gifted. We got Amy from Prayer Wine Chocolate. I've been friends with her. We've been on the phone and, you know, on Facebook. And I'm so excited to meet her today. Reconciled to You with Allison Gingras. Allison does... She is a gift to Wine. She does all our social media, runs our online.
Allison's a great person.
Isn't she great?
She's a good friend.
Does online book clubs.
Wow.
We've got one going right now, which is When Women Pray. So you can join us online for that at CatholicVineyard.com. Blessed Is She, Give Him Five, Joyful Noise, Amanda Vernon. I can't believe we forgot Amanda. She's our singer tomorrow, and she's over the top gifted and incredible. Catholic Conference for Moms and the Councils of Catholic Women. And that's just the ones we know about.
Right.
You know, we've got, I mean, there's 70 women coming tonight and, you know, we said, hey, fill out this little form so we know where you're coming from. But, you know, these are the busiest women in the world.
Yeah.
So we're gonna find out probably even more. You know, the goal is to make this something grand that we do every year, and we bring together all these women's ministries and promote them.
This is amazing. And you know, I know the Holy Spirit, he set all this up. He's not done yet. Mm-mm. I can't wait to see what he does after this. I mean, it's incredible to watch him at work. And Kelly, I want to make sure that we highlight the involvement of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, too, because they're a big part of this as well.
Oh, and they have been. You know, Megan Coakley, who works at the Archdiocese, has been on board since the beginning of Wine and really one of our first voices of support and encouragement.
Yeah.
And the Archdiocese has been tremendous in helping us plan this. The core team here in Philadelphia is incredible. And this is, you know, like I said at the beginning of the show, Wine, I wish I could take credit for it, but it's really in the hearts of women all around the country. So we've got this great core team in Philadelphia. We got a great core team in New Orleans that puts on the conference in New Orleans. We've got one from Dallas. I mean, it's just, there are such gifted women all around the country, just with a heart for the Lord and just want to bring others into a relationship with Jesus. So the Archdiocese, I can't even sing their praises more. I mean, just absolutely incredible.
That's so great to hear. And Megan is a regular guest on the show. She comes on each month and talks about the upcoming events. She's been talking about this one for a long time. Mm-hmm.
She's a godsend,
yes,
isn't she?
She's a great person. I love to talk about the Lord with her. You know, it's funny. Megan and I never script anything. We'll talk some events, and then we'll just talk about Jesus. And she is just so on fire for the Lord. She just goes without a script, and it's great.
Isn't that great? Now imagine that being surrounded with thousands of Megans. That's my life.
Yeah.
I'm so blessed.
You sure are.
We were laughing. We told a joke yesterday at dinner, and I made some Melchizedek joke, and they're like, okay, I love Catholic people.
Melchizedek humor, that's always at the top of my list,
it's
right, Alyssa?
Yeah, it just undoes everybody all the time. It's always a hit.
Now, you have an interesting role, Alyssa, tomorrow. You are the MC.
Yeah.
Do you have a script planned, or are you just going to let...
Okay. We have a script, but then we all go off script constantly because of the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that happens is, along with everybody there, I'm just as moved by the speakers, and I'm just as much of a fan with all of them, and the singing, the speaking, the things that punch you in the gut, the things that make you laugh. And... I love going off script, letting the Holy Spirit do His work, and then again, I'm so blessed that Kelly knows my gift to be the MC and just lets me do that.
Mm. And she's great.
I can't wait to see you in action. And we're going to stand out. We're going to be the guys. We're going to be the guys there, right?
That's okay.
And to top it off, we'll be wearing our red Holy Spirit radio shirts.
I love it. We need you there.
Kelly, before we go, we have a few minutes left in the segment. Just run through the speakers one more time. And do you have an idea of their talks?
I'm the first speaker, so I'm going to be talking about why the church needs wine, women in the new evangelization.
Very good.
So I'm excited about that. Kitty Cleveland is speaking after me, and she's phenomenal. I know there'll be singing involved in hers. And her talk is Mirror, Mirror. So it's talking about seeing yourself as God sees you. Because as women, sometimes we don't see that. We see, you know, all the bruises and bumps and ugliness. Right. And Sarah Christmeyer is talking about the woman at the well. She's be talking at lunch. And then Teresa Tamio is talking about how to live your faith in this secular, you know, world. Mm-hmm. One of the cool things we have is for the women who are coming tomorrow, we have what we call their space. We give them, I want my space time. Hmm. And so they have a pretty big time during lunch. And space stands for shopping, S, of course, because they're women, right? We're going to shop. P is for prayer teams. We have prayer teams coming together so women can be prayed over. A is adoration.
Wow.
C is confession. And then E was, I think we're just going to go with eat chocolate.
Eat chocolate.
I like that.
It's such a good
We like
solution.
That here at Holy Spirit.
Yeah. You guys will fit right in.
Yeah, there you go.
So we're really excited. So, and then Amanda Vernon getting us going with her praise and worship, and she's just a joy to be around at any time. So, yeah, we got a lot planned, and we really want women to come and have just an incredible experience.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want them to keep them in our vineyard, in the world, because we all need this nurturing from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so once the conference is over, our relationship isn't over.
Right.
You know, we want to help you grow in your relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And we just want to do it together.
And we want the fruits.
And
Yeah, for Jesus.
Mm. Yeah. The harvest is plentiful.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's going to be great. Great. And I want to thank you all for coming in. Kelly, Alyssa, Maria, thank you for visiting us on the show today. Now, typically at this time on Friday, I would invite you to tune in next week. And we're going to have a great week next week. We're going to be joined by Dr. John Bergsma, Brandon Vaught, Kate Wicker, the president of the March for Life, Jeannie Mancini, Father Wade Menezes. So it's going to be a big week next week on Spirit in the Morning. But we're also going to be here tomorrow, so you're not done with me yet. I'm going to come on the air at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning to kick off the wine. All right, I have to say it again one more time, Kelly. The first ever National Catholic Women's Conference,
woo-hoo!
Right?
Yay.
Unbelievable. So we're going to be on the
Thank
air
you.
Live.
Thanks
we're
for having
be,
us.
Oh, man. This
Thanks
is
for
great.
Being there tomorrow.
And now we get to eat donuts. This is my idea of fun. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the program. On behalf of Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, and everyone at Holy Spirit Radio, I'm Gary Zimek reminding you, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Just make sure you turn around and say hi.
God
Talk
bless.
To you next time.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating